This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And the Beachy Boys bring us into another hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here, ready to earn your trust, because trust is a big thing. Can it be the best thing about somebody?
Of course.
Yeah, it is, really. When you get right down to it, whether it's a love relationship, whether it's parenting and children, whether it's the work, whether it's friendship, the reason that you like somebody or that you're comfortable is because you trust other folks in that situation, or you trust the situation, right? Because there's not always a question. There's a simple, uncomplicated way of figuring out what the word trust is all about and how it applies to things in your life. I think maybe another way of putting it is you have faith. Do you think that's right, Jay? Having trust, having faith in somebody, something.
Yeah, I think they can both be their own separate things as well as go hand in hand.
Right, yes, okay. Well put as usual. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. So there was a conversation that I've had a couple of times, both on the American Family Farmer program, which you can listen to every week on most of these same stations, and you can get it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. A discussion about whether we as Americans should be helping immigrants to, in this circumstance, create an atmosphere that would be good for farming. There are a number of states that now are helping people who come into our country, some of them legally, some of them illegally, who will go into... Did you find that the Somalis, mostly in Lewiston or Minneapolis, you were going to... check that out. Did you have a chance to?
Minnesota is the state that definitely has the most population, and Minnesota, as far as in the state goes, sorry, Minneapolis.
All right, so I just use this as an example of something that most communities are confronting almost every day. For example, community I live in, Framingham, Massachusetts, been here all my life. I know what's going on in town. I trust the officials to do the right thing. Although, right now, I'm wondering, one of my best friends in life is the mayor. Love the guy. We've been friends for years and years and years and years. And I'm not sure that this is his, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it's not his doing. But because the governor asked him to take some refugees into town and to take care of them. They brought them to town. They brought them to a hotel, which the state of Massachusetts is paying for. There are 40 people who were shipped up here on buses from, whether it's Texas, I've forgotten where they came from. But they're not just people who are of Hispanic background. They're from all over the place. But many of them are Haitians, as a matter of fact. Some of them came up from Florida. So we have all these Haitian refugees and some others that have come to town, have no place to go, no money, no food, no nothing. And so they ended up here, so the state decided they were going to take care, which is a wonderful thing to do if you're doing the best to take care of people that need it, who are residents of the state. And granted, there are a lot of people who are being, quote-unquote, taken care of that don't deserve it, don't need it, and are screwing over the system. But that's not the issue here. The issue is whether or not we should be helping these people to the tune, to the extent that we are in some states. Some states more liberal at doing this than others. But as I'm finding out more about what's going on here in Framingham, as an example, the Board of Health was asked to come check these people out, see if they pose any health risk to other people in town, which makes good sense. We're going to take them in, then you better check them and make sure that they are at least healthy enough to be exposed in the greater population. And so as the Board of Health director goes into the rooms in the hotel to check these people out, he finds three people in the same room who all have ankle bracelets on, who apparently have escaped from jail in Haiti. Who knows what crime they committed? They managed to find themselves in the group that came up here from Haiti. And now the question is, the worry is whether or not we're dealing with, you know, murderers.
What were they in for? Yes. Yeah, are they hardened criminals? Were they convicted of crimes that maybe they didn't commit, or lesser crimes that they really shouldn't be in
for? Who are they?
We always say. Yeah, exactly.
Who are they?
It definitely should. We always talk about people coming into America legally or illegally, documented or undocumented. Mm-hmm. And in the sense of, I think a lot of people forget that American citizens are documented 100%. Yeah. We have driver's license, we have state IDs, birth certificates, social security cards. And if any of us were to go to another country, I think we would all agree that we would have to be documented too, that we should have to follow the laws as well.
Yep. So now, not only did they find three people in the same room that had ankle bracelets, they went to another room and they were all smoking pot. So if you come here, you have nothing. You have no food, no home, nothing, nothing, nothing. How do you get a hold of joints of pot and smoke them right in front of everybody else? How's that a reality?
What state is this? Was it legal?
What, Massachusetts? Yeah, it's illegal to smoke pot, but where do they get it? They're refugees. They have nothing. So are they smoking pot? You don't think that that's unusual or unacceptable? Maybe both. Maybe it's not unusual for Haitians to smoke pot. That's the old thing about a lot of the people who live in the Caribbean. But I don't. Did they bring it here with them? The whole thing bothers me. If I'm going to be asked to help, which I am, through my tax dollars, but I've also been asked to help in other ways, then I want to know who I'm helping is going to be a contributor to our society once we've done the good deed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that makes, is that, hello, that makes sense?
Well, yeah, I think it makes sense. In any circumstance, if you are going to put your time and effort into helping somebody else, you would want to know about them, whether they're a refugee or not.
Yeah. All right. Well, certainly is food for thought. Here's something else. In your ex-hometown of Nashville, the governor, Bill Lee, pushing to address a certain public safety concern because he lost two close friends. You know this story? The mass shooting at the shooting. Christian
mm-hmm.
school? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he,
I can't remember if it was the head or the substitute teacher who passed, but one of them was his wife's straight up best friend.
Yeah, right. So he's called for millions of dollars to harden school security. And the Republicans in the legislature, he's a Republican, said, yep, that's good. Let's do it. Let's get it done. Now, he's decided to go a bit further in this same bill and ask for an order of protection that could restrict an individual's right to buy a firearm. And guess where that's gotten him? Into no place good with his Republican colleagues. So now the lawmakers that were on vacay coming back to Nashville this week for a special session on public safety. And it includes consideration of a version of this bill that would change the way one gets a gun. And now the Republicans, the folks in his own party, are not happy with him, and they have become hardened against this bill because it infringes on gun ownership. Is there anything, just with that, it's like a whiff of smoke. When anything comes to the surface that might seem to be a prohibition of certain types of guns and responsibilities, nope, we can't do that. Can't do it. Nope. Nope. I think that you're losing the focus. There are certain people, and this is one of those hardcore issues, Jay. It's so hardcore. And the people, the Republicans against it, say it won't do anything to stem the toll of gun violence. And do you know, by the way, what the number one, by having this conversation here, you know the answer. Number one cause of death with American children are illegally used firearms.
Which typically somebody in the home obtains legally at one point. And that also goes with there's not enough in promoting safe storage of weapons. I would think that anybody who is for having a gun, gun owners who use it truly for protection, they are not at risk to lose their temper and shoot somebody over a parking spot or anything like that, go into a school, go into a place of business. They are not those people. I would think that anybody who sits in that category would want to make sure that people who are not giving themselves a bad name by obtaining weapons illegally or legally and using them to cause chaos and destruction and kill people.
It's very, it's crucial that we deal with this and we're not, because if you're not a Republican, you're vilified by them as an assault on the Constitution. And so, and again, this is Republican against Republican in a state where there's, you know, a lot of this stuff is tied to churches and religion, that sort of thing, Republicans and church, and some ministers even preach.
It's such an all or nothing debate, too, where it's either everybody gets guns, everybody should have guns, or nobody should have guns, nobody's allowed to have guns. And all or nothing's never equate to
doesn't
anything.
Work. Yep. All right, speaking of all, you can win all of your expenses for two free nights in Las Vegas. Right now, dial it up, 800-419-DOUG. That's when I said dial it up. Dial that number and be one of the first 10 callers. You call and you get two free nights in Las Vegas. What could be easier than that? 800-419-DOUG. Lots of people are doing it, so help yourself. Why not? It's a privilege, and it's fun. 800-419-3684 for those two free nights in Vegas. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
The waves were muddy and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To wait to that point in the song before I jump in here. Social media time here on the Good Day program. What's trending? Things, knick-knack stories at Good Day Networks is the way you get to us on all the social media. And speaking of that, New York City has directed its employees, Jay, to delete TikTok from their city-issued phones. Good for them. They joined the feds. And more than half now of our states in this country have banned the use of TikTok because it's owned and manipulated by the Chinese government. So let's not have any connection to them through this.
Yes,
social media.
Any state-owned devices cannot help us.
Right, exactly. So the city and the state all at it, security and the concern over the stuff. I see a lot of people using TikTok for things. I don't think it's not so much that they're giving an up yours to the government. I just don't think that they're aware of what's going on. I think people are oblivious. They've become so wrapped up in these damn devices. And as I use the term, they become zombies. Many of, we've all become
zombies.
It's
very addictive.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, TikTok officials have said that fears of the app's use could pose cybersecurity risks are unfounded. They didn't say they were untrue.
Mm-hmm.
They just said they were unfounded, right?
Well, a lot of these platforms, and it's not only TikTok. Meta has this, even just Google has this.
Yeah.
The information it can take, it's all the same. The only difference is that TikTok is owned, is Chinese owned, and it poses the risk of somebody selling it to the Chinese government, where all of the other ones, America has more of a hand in it, whether it's U.S. owned or at least collaborative.
Controlled.
That's a better word.
Yeah.
They're not worried, I guess, because the government already has all of our information.
Anyway, hello. Ding, ding, ding. John Warnock, who co-founded Adobe Systems, you may remember them. They, among other things, responsible for what a PDF is. PDF. What does that stand for? I never really knew what PDF stood for. It's a file. We're all used to using them, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy died at the age of 82.
It stands for Portable Document Format, and it's one of those things that whether or not you have an Apple device that uses iOS or something running on Android or PC, a lot of those devices have their own like Word document or pages and stuff, and they don't talk well to each other, but at least with a PDF, yeah, you know that you can open that on any device there is.
Right. All right. We have asked on our social media, all of our various and sundry facilities at Good Day Networks, to have an overview, a conversation, if you will, on losing your temper, what makes you feel stressed, that sort of thing. Some good answers here. My husband has selective listening. This is what makes her angry. He says that he listens, but heck, he does. After 34 years of marriage, I'm just used to it. And so anyway, also what makes this lady angry is people parking in the handicap spots without a handicap tag. Yeah, that's
it's rude. Yes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Let's see here. Nikki says, me too. Also, my children make me angry sometimes. I feel like I'm talking to a wall. Really. Welcome to Parenting and Grandparenting 2023. Here's somebody who says, I don't lose my temper, but what makes me stressed is my daily to-do list. Work, managing the home, trying to build a business, my children, all the sports and activities. I meditate and do breath work. I also work out and go on walks, listening to music and that sort of thing. So that makes a lot of sense.
Moving. Yeah.
Yeah, really, that makes a whole lot of sense. Good. All right, keep your responses coming. It'd be nice. A lot of insights from people and how they're dealing with it. Maybe you'll learn something. Maybe it'll be helpful to those of you who feel like sometimes you just lose control, don't know what to do. There's some suggestions there at Good Day Networks. 28 after the hour now on Good Day.
Never grocery shop when you're hungry. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Money Talks News urges against serving size portions. They're convenient, but you're paying for packaging and the labor to assemble it, as you will see by comparing unit price with bigger sizes that you can baggy up yourself. And demote meat from its starring role to the supporting cast in tasty casseroles and soups and stews. Regardless of how carefully a shop, you're racing the clock because food expires. Slightly stale bread makes great French toast, or you can use it for breadcrumbs, and you can freeze breads, bagels, and muffins. Let them thaw overnight, and they're good as new. Turn overripe bananas into banana bread, or freeze them, and then mash them up in the food processor for a yummy and healthy dessert. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Members of the Teamsters Union are ratifying a 5-year deal at UPS, Brian Shook reports.
That puts an end to the threat of a strike. According to the union, 86% of the members voted for the contract, which will be retroactively in effect starting August 1st. The Teamsters president said it was the best contract in the history of UPS. He said it should be used as a template for worker protection across the country. I'm Brian Shook.
Hawaii officials fear the death toll in Lahaina could still rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one Monday, now standing at 115. As of Monday night, all destroyed single-story homes were searched for remains. The effort now shifts to multi-story structures. It's believed anywhere from 700 to 850 people are still missing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day. The old theme to Batman on TV. Right?
Yeah.
I suppose you're too young to remember that. Yeah, right, that's it. The birth of conversation on the radio. I was around. Yeah, I really was around when that got started. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program, taking baby steps into the journey of life. Sometimes you feel adequate. Right? Sometimes you feel inadequate. That's kind of one of the reasons we're asking for stress information, maybe. truck's coming in here. Stand by for the truck. Anyway, I leave my windows. People say, oh, that's pretty unprofessional. No. And so who decides what's professional and what
yes.
isn't? Right? I like my windows in the studio open. In the wintertime, they're closed. So you hear some of the things going on the farm behind me. And so they're... That's it, something to think about. But meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the idea of stress, sometimes people try to do things too quickly. Sometimes they really, you know, they say, well, I'm all in. Well, sometimes you can be all in and you can handle it, and sometimes you can't.
Yeah.
So baby steps, accomplishing things a little bit at a time mm-hmm. is much, much better, I think. You're only immortal, remember. A mere mortal, a cog in a giant wheel behind the curtains of time. Doesn't that sound very philosophical? I feel very philosophically bent today. You're a cog in the giant wheel behind the curtains of time. All right, so anyway, but there are possibilities today for you that'll be good. Good,
yes.
good, 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 good. Yep, take it to heart. Take all of the opportunities you have today and take them to heart. Now, Jay is in, this is not a secret, Jay's in Ohio.
I am.
And, so when
Down
I see
on
things...
the ends and high in the middle, sorry. Go on, please continue.
There's a story floating around today that concerns a young lady, I think she was 19 at the time.
Oh, high on wheels?
Yeah. And she was sentenced to 15 years. Here's a young lady, has a friend and a boyfriend in the car, so she decides she wants to kill him. And she drives head-on into a barricade, kills both people in the car instantly. Why, she didn't die. She recovered. Took a while for her to recover. Mm-hmm. Whatever was going on in her mind. So she says to the police, or to the court, when she goes to court, can you please just give me 10 years suspended license? Like, she had no clue.
Yeah.
As she went on, you can probably tell the story better than I because it's something local there.
She was 17 at the time this happened. She's 19 now. And she was driving. Her boyfriend was in the car and her boyfriend's friend. And apparently it was a toxic relationship. And she was on a mission of death. She felt like it was almost a suicide mission. It was murder-suicide mission where... She felt like that was the only way out of her toxic relationship. Her passengers died. She survived. And she clearly needs some counseling
psychological help
in addition to this. Because she did. She did straight up. It's not even like a manslaughter charge. She straight up, it's homicide. She murdered these people intentionally. But she meant to go with them. And it just didn't happen that way. And the judge was a little bit more lenient to her because she believes that she is going to end up spending more time in prison, that the parole
Good.
Board is going to end up extending it anyway.
Good. She should. This is pure. It isn't so much what she did under the circumstances, but how she kind of gloated. At the time, I think it was around Christmas time or Halloween or something, and she was posting stuff all over social media, having a great old time, not showing any remorse, any regret, any sadness over what she had done. Okay, so you got a bad relationship, you get out of it. Grow up.
There's a lot of people even in their 30s and 40s. Well, this is why we see a lot of families die by murder-suicide, and they're much older than 17 years old. It's a very sad reality, and she survived, and it is...
Am I being hard? Am I being cruel? I have no sympathy for her whatsoever. When I first saw this, I thought, yep, as a matter of fact, 15 years isn't enough.
Well, parents
throw
have to bury their children.
Throw away the key.
Parents should never have to bury a child, and parents had to bury their children because of her actions.
Of her.
It wasn't like this was some death pact that they were all in on or anything.
No. Oh.
It was a toxic relationship, which, while she is a victim to an extent, maybe in that toxic relationship, she chose to do what she did. And again, you can blame the age of 17 years old because you can be young and naive, but that also happens in older people, as we see as well.
Mm-mm.
I think that your opinions are valid, Doug. I think that you're allowed to have your opinions, and I think a lot of people would agree with you 100%.
Yeah, she doesn't deserve any consideration. When I looked into it, I would have, if she'd shown some regret or remorse, that had been different, but she didn't show any. She just, on with my life, and no.
Mm-hmm. I do hope that there will be some level of counseling.
Well, there needs to be, yes, yeah. Part of our system, right. All right, let's see what else happened here in the same vein. A couple of dozen people injured, a car slammed into a Thai restaurant in Florida. Let's see, this is Plantation, Florida. Reports that the car had crashed into the Thai meal restaurant. Woman driving the car plowed through the front of the building while attempting to park her car. What is wrong with this picture? 20 people injured. 12 had to go to the hospital, including a couple of pregnant women, because this woman didn't know how to drive. The car was out of control. She's, I don't want to say she's too old to drive, but she's not qualified. She's not capable. It doesn't make any difference how old you are.
Yeah.
She didn't get hurt.
And we keep seeing this more and more where it's not
yeah,
people intentionally.
Like,
they're not using their car as a weapon. They're not intentionally doing this. It's just they somehow mix up the brake and the gas pedal and it goes straight into the building. And this is it seems like it's happening more and more often, or maybe we're just hearing about it more.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of both, frankly. All right, here's a good story about a driver. Happens to be a FedEx driver. Here's a move that you probably wouldn't have the courage to do yourself. This guy killed a snake while he was delivering a package. This is in a small town in Nebraska. Driver, quick thinking, found a large rattlesnake near a lady's residence. Matt Govier is the driver delivering a package, spots the snake in a corner near the front steps of the home. Lady was there with her 12-year-old daughter. They actually were out in the front yard when he came in, and he saw the prairie rattlesnake. They didn't see it. He did. The lady said she's really afraid of snakes. Good for you, lady. Yeah, okay. Good for the FedEx driver that he was there, and he killed the snake. But and then he even cleaned up the mess.
Yeah. He was like, sorry about the blood. And I guess he was even like, anybody who knows me knows that I am terrified of snakes, any kind of snake. And they have one of those doorbell cameras where you can see the snake almost curl up into its little, like, recoil or whatever, and you hear the rattler going, which is it. The rattle only goes if they're about to strike or they feel threatened.
Yeah, I believe that's correct. Yes, right. Yep. So good for him. There's our winner of the day here on Good Day. Loser of the day, once again, this is a prominent feature of me, my conversation, and our focus here on Good Day. The Chinese government having economic troubles. They've spent more on infrastructure. This sounds like America. But they don't have the deep roots. So their economy is in trouble. And this is very interesting. Let's like put two and two together here. We have, for the past 20 years, borrowed back our own money that we have spent in China to make them more powerful and a world leader. Build everything, make everything cheap so everybody will come here. So now, the economy has slowed down. People are not getting things made in China. So their infrastructure is not being addressed. Same thing as we have here, roads, bridges, that kind of stuff. And because they have such heavy debt, and they, you know, we had heavy debt, so we borrowed money from them, and we borrow from money from other sources as well. Chinese don't have any place to go. So now, what's going on? The prediction has been made this week, and you wonder whether it will come true or not, that China will never eclipse America's economy because too many things in their zeal to overtake America. And this is happening fast. This kind of reminds me of, they were the cause of COVID. They didn't cause COVID. They just they created the situation for it to do what it did, and then they managed to convince the world, trying to upset or upend the world. They were responsible for a lot of the bad information. Anyway, so if you go back to the '90s when China really was humming along, and a lot of people saw, oh, this is great, let's go to China and get our stuff all built. The economy was growing so fast that the prediction was made toward the end of the 1990s that the Chinese economy will overcome the U.S. economy by 2017. Well, that didn't happen. And it did. I mean, the economy over there went gangbusters because of our spending and other countries around the world, everything made in China. So they have, $1.3 billion in population? And the government said that if you go along with us and do things the way we tell you to, then you'll live a happy life. So by 2010, oh, yeah, things are really going along. The economy is bold, and they're becoming one of the big powers. So then the economic factors suggested that the Chinese would become the largest economy by 2019. Well, that didn't happen either. And it looks like that day may never come because of what's going on here. What has happened over the past 25 years has come to roost, in a manner of speaking, because they were so aggressive. They never really understood, even though they started the COVID pandemic themselves, they didn't understand what it was going to do, not only to them, but to the rest of the world. And so now they're knee deep in lots of economic trouble. And I don't know whether I'm not glowing. The Chinese people are great, hardworking people. It's the government's no good.
Yeah, that's the bummer.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so what does that do? Does that put them on end? Do they slow down their aggressiveness when it comes to Taiwan and things like that? The estimates are that we will be ahead of them by $200 trillion this year. Numbers, huh? How about those numbers? 48 after the hour.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
O'Reilly. Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
It's obvious we're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Doctor, there is a doctor in the house, and his name is Jack Stockwell. He's here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack. You can get at gooddayhealthshow.com the best of information from Jack's perspective on how to handle diseases, food choices, all that good stuff. And so Jack is here at the behest of his own. He's got a great website, actually. ForbiddenDoctor.com is a great concept. And they also have products at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The best is the Lee, what they call a Lee, but Long Life Energy. Say it again, Doug. Long Life Energy Enzymes, which I take every day, morning and night. And I even give them to Daisy, my dog, because I think they're good. Good for us, good for them, under the circumstances.
Good for any mammal.
Yes. All right, so speaking of mammal and mammary glands, Jay loves it when I start talking about mammary glands. What comes out of a human, what comes out of an animal that has mammary glands is something called colostrum. And you and I were just talking about that as to how to get it into your system. It's so important to get it. I am familiar with it because I give extra to my calves. I have four new calves that are on the farm, and one of them was a little iffy when it came to how her GI tract was working. And so we give her electrolytes, and we give her more colostrum to settle things down. Otherwise, they get what's called the scours, which is when the cows, remember, have four different stomachs. And when you get into this, when you get this stuff going in your stomach, it really makes a mess of things. Here I am doing all the talking, and it's yours.
No, that's
it's your spot.
Well, I want to speak right now. I usually speak for Forbidden Doctor and JackStockwell.com, but now I'm going to speak on the billions of mammals that own this planet that are called mammals because they possess mammary glands that produce milk for their young until the young can either learn to hunt or are taught how to be fed some other way with something further down the food chain. Mm-hmm. However, the fact remains, in the first few days of newborn life, once they're separated from mama's placenta and the little cord is cut, or bit through or sliced through or whatever else. It is absolutely essential, and I'm going to talk humans now, in the first 3 days of life, that baby's gut gets mama's colostrum in a heavy enough dose to line every surface of that baby's new developing gut that will start as soon as food hits its stomach with this colostrum, which is a super gigantic D-Day invasion of that baby's gut with mom's immune factors. Now, that baby has survived in what we believe is a somewhat sterile environment inside the bag of waters, inside the amniotic sac. But now that it's free to the world, it's being exposed to all the bacteria and viral agents and everything else it's going to come in contact with. And it's going to carry mom's immune system in its bloodstream for about 4 to 5 months until it starts to develop its own. But in those first few days, whatever seeds that walls of the gut of that baby is going to be there the rest of its life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why breast milk is so absolutely essential to a newborn human being. We have identified over 300 ingredients in mama's milk. Look at the ingredients in a can of formula. There might be a half a dozen. And there's a big difference that takes place here on the health of that baby in the future.
All right, so I'm going to let you into a discussion I had on Saturday night at dinner with somebody that I was introduced to. I was sort of set up, if you know what I mean. You should meet this woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so we got discussing. This woman is someone who's in her 50s, and she's in fabulous shape. She does a lot of weightlifting and that sort of thing. And so I asked her what the things were that she should take, or that she was taking, not should take, but that she was taking, because most people who develop themselves like that can't do it on their own. They need a little help. So she talked about she talked about human growth hormone. I always thought that if you took a supplement, a human growth hormone supplement, it would be bad for you, because I think somebody told me once a long time ago, I don't think I ever asked you this, you take stuff like that, if you have a little cancer in your body, it'll make it worse, or it'll feed it or something.
It can.
Yeah.
It can also make your prostate grow.
Okay, so you shouldn't take HCG.
You shouldn't do it. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that at all. I'm just saying that you need that needs to be regulated, because there's several other factors inside your physiology that determines your body's use of the HCH or the HGH or the HCG or anything else you're taking.
Yeah. All right. So
you got growth hormone. Be careful.
Be careful. That makes a good sense. All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell here. Good Day Health.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.